This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd in Washington. President Donald Trump is on the road to stump for Republican candidates ahead of Tuesday's midterm elections. In Belgrade, Montana, Trump campaigned for Republican challenger Matt Rosendale, who is seeking to unseat Democratic incumbent John Tester. The president told a partisan crowd that Tuesday's vote will decide the future of the country.
This election will decide whether we build on the extraordinary prosperity that we've achieved, or whether we let the radical Democrats take control of Congress and take a giant wrecking ball to our economy and to the future of our nation.
The visit was Trump's fourth visit to Montana, the most to that state by a sitting president. Later, Trump heads to Tallahassee, Florida, in support of Republican Rick Scott. Scott is trying to unseat Democratic Senator Bill Nelson. Former Congressman Ron DeSantis is taking on Tallahassee Mayor Andrew Gillum to replace Scott as Florida's governor. Iran's supreme leader is saying that his country is victorious over the United States after nearly 40 years of confrontation. AP's Ben Thomas has details.
The U.S. is the defeated side and the Islamic Republic is the victorious party. That's Ayatollah Ali Khamenei's assessment of the confrontations between Iran and the U.S. since the 1979 Islamic Revolution. He says the U.S. no longer dominates Iran the way it did under the pro-Western monarchy that ruled prior to 1979. The comments come a day after the Trump administration announced it would reinstate sanctions effective Monday, and on the eve of the anniversary of the 1979 takeover of the U.S. Embassy in Tehran. Ben Thomas, Washington.
For more on these stories and the rest of the day's news, log on to our website, voanews.com. You can also find us on the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News. Indonesian divers are hunting for a second black box from an aircraft that crashed into the sea Monday with the loss of all 189 people on board. As Michelle Hennessy of Reuters reports, investigators are trying to get data from a partially damaged recorder that they have already found.
Video shared with Reuters shows debris from the wreckage as divers hunt for a second black box that could help determine what went fatally wrong. The first black box was recovered on Thursday, but officials say the recorder was so badly damaged from the crash that they haven't yet been able to download all its information. Air traffic control lost contact with the plane shortly after takeoff. The extent of the impact was so significant that so far only small parts of the aircraft have been recovered. The reason for the crash is still unknown, but a preliminary investigation will be made public after 30 days, according to one official.
Reuters correspondent Michelle Hennessy. Hundreds of mourners turned out Saturday to remember the dead passengers of a minibus that was attacked by terrorists outside the St. Samuel the Confessor Monastery in southern Egypt Friday. As Edward Uranian reports, many survivors of the attack, mostly women and children, have been taken to Cairo and are being treated for gunshot wounds.
Munir Adib, a specialist in Islamic radicalism, told Al Arabiya TV that Egyptian security forces have made major strides in recent months in protecting churches and have succeeded in dismantling dozens of terrorist cells that were attacking churches, monasteries, and Christian clerics. Adib went on to stress that it is difficult to protect many monasteries, though, since they are located in desert regions like the St. Samuel Monastery, where Friday's attack took place.
Edward Uranian from Cairo. 1 week after a massacre at a Pittsburgh synagogue, a healing service was held there Saturday. AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
About 100 people stood in the rain outside the desecrated synagogue for what former Tree of Life Rabbi Chuck Diamond calls a healing service.
We are here. We stand together. We stand united.
11 members of the synagogue were killed last Saturday. Diamond calls them angels given to us full of love and life. The suspect, Robert Bowers, pleaded not guilty to federal charges that could result in a death sentence. The shooting is the deadliest anti-Semitic attack in American history. I'm Julie Walker.
And Italy's Civil Protection Agency said Saturday two more people have died as a result of devastating weather that has struck that nation. For more, visit our website. I'm David Byrd, VOA News.